Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Here's the latest on Stevie J and Faith. Stevie J got his wife's name tattooed on his face. He's taking his love for his new wife, Faith Evans, to a more permanent level. The facial level, the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star has gotten more tattoos on him. One including a facial tattoo, just FRJ though, located on his face near his left ear, which stands for Faith Renee Jordan. Debuting the ink on social media, because that's what we do now. Faith and Stevie J made headlines last week when it was discovered that they had quietly married in Las Vegas in a hotel room. I'm telling you, something ain't right about this thing. Either somebody needs a detox or somebody's getting a spinoff. Mark my words. I do know that I need to see a celebrity death match or some type of celebrity match between 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather, because this feud has gone on way too far and it is way in the kindergarten level. You can tell 50 Cent I said it. 50 Cent has taken his feud with Floyd Mayweather Jr. way too far. Some people are saying that the latest in their back and forth beef, 50 went way out of line, bringing up Mayweather's deceased friend, Earl Hayes. This according to the Jasmine brand. Earl Hayes, back in December 14, was murdered by his wife, the hit-the-floor actress Stephanie Mosley, in a domestic dispute before turning the gun on himself. Now, the dispute was allegedly over a rumored affair that Mosley was having with Trey Songz. Floyd was a witness to the murder-suicide, and according to reports, Mayweather attempted to talk Hayes off the ledge during a FaceTime phone call, but, of course, was unsuccessful. 50, being the petty person he is, brought back old memories when he posted a photo with Floyd, Earl, and Stephanie early Monday morning on Instagram. On the photo, 50 wrote that Floyd was really 63-0. He captioned the photo, "He beat 50 men, 11 women, caused two bodies, keep calling me, and I'm going to show champ." That's just petty. That's beyond petty. Like, you just don't do that. So I think I know why Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent won't take it to the ring. You know why too. But I pay money to see it. I don't know if you're going to pay up on your HBO subscription or not. Insecure is happening with or without Jay Ellis. And it's probably going to be without Jay Ellis. As a matter of fact, Issa Rae confirmed that Lawrence will not be making an appearance. She says, "We want to stay as true to life as possible." They had a great conversation at the end of the season. She's moving on to Daniel. Sometimes they have those conversations. You never see the exes again, and it's okay. You got to explore life without Lawrence. Team Lawrence may not be fond of the absence of their fearless leader, but at least you'll get to explore Daniel's character even more. I don't know. There might be some truth behind that. So the music industry is calling to mute R. Kelly. As a matter of fact, that's a hashtag. The Mute R. Kelly movement is moving forward with the goal to get the music industry to stop supporting R. Kelly's music. A character petition is seeking more backers in an effort to mute the bump and grind vocalist. According to allhiphop.com, R. Kelly was trending on social media, and the online attention was a result of the R&B singer releasing a 19-minute song that confronted the many controversies and accusations connected to his three-decade career. Over 71,000 people have already signed the petition. The current goal is 75,000. Some Twitter users also took the issue to Kelly's "I Admit" and public figures such as Questlove, who said, "I admit, cannot give him his 19 minutes back." It was funny. Talib Kweli, Robin Thede, who was hilarious in her tweet, and Tore all shared their thoughts on the matter via social media. You can log on to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, hashtag Mute R. Kelly, and state your case.